Welcome back. Smith Davis and Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a moment to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Very nice, Nick.
Thanks, man.
Time out.
Okay.
Before we get back to these coaches.
Okay.
Okay.
Something has to be addressed.
Oh.
By the way, the text line is open, 3831-939. Phone line is open, 8150-939.
Let's do it.
Keith Johnson.
Oh.
Keith.
Make sure I get the sound effect. Okay. Keith Johnson.
Uh-oh.
Look at me.
Uh-huh.
You shut your filthy little dirty mouth.
Oh, no.
Talking to me. You don't want to know. You don't want to know what Keith Johnson.
What did Keith have to say?
Keith Johnson tried to give the nickname of Frank Anselm, Frank the Tank.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you don't.
Okay.
Typical Keith.
There is one Frank the Tank.
And he's on old school.
Yeah. That was good. So good once it hits the list.
I don't want to work with you anymore.
Will Ferrell, Frank the Tank.
No.
Is that a delegation movie?
The Frank the Tank that saved our arse.
Oh, Frank Kaminsky.
There's one Frank the Tank.
Oh, God.
The only Frank the Tank we acknowledge is from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That is the Frank the Tank. And there will be no other Frank the Tanks.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Keith Johnson. Now, if we close the deal on Frank Anselm, there will be no Frank the Tank Anselms.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, all right.
Frank the Tank Kaminsky is the only one we acknowledge. Dude from Wisconsin. Thank you, Anthony.
Frank the Tank.
That's the only one we would ever acknowledge. I can't believe y'all won. I can't believe y'all won. I can't believe we won.
Yeah, we did it. We were all Wisconsin that night.
40 and oh, oh no.
Woo. Shoo.
Yeah, that was, I can't believe we won that game.
I know. The only thing would have made that better is if we would have actually made that Final Four, which we should have. We should have beat Michigan State. Like, that was ridiculous. That would have been funny.
Oh. Thank you, Wisconsin.
Yeah, big service.
Okay, where do we're six head coaches down. Who's up next, Nikki?
Alrighty, next up we have from the University of Louisville, Pat Kelsey. I just wanted to see your guys' reaction. I was just messing with you guys. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Like, are we supposed to do Pat Kelsey versus Pat Kelsey? What are we doing here?
Who wins?
Pat Kelsey loses.
All right. Next up, we got Miami Hurricanes is Jim Larinaga.
I got to go with...
They sucked last year.
I know.
They were not great.
They lost their their stud lineup, and they sucked.
I know.
And U of L beat them.
Man. And... Automatic.
I know. Larinaga's been to Final Fours, man.
Automatic, though, Steve.
I got to go Larinaga there. Yeah, but I think Louisville's roster would be better.
The roster would compensate for whatever lack of high level Division One he is. I don't know, Steve. He lost last year.
He did. But
what was their record? What was Miami's that's a good question. Last year?
Let's see. Let's see what Miami.
If they didn't have 20 wins, then
no way they had 20 wins.
I'm getting Kelsey.
Let's see here, Miami. Kelsey's on the ascent. Oh God, it gave me the heat. Sorry, University. My bad. Okay. Sorry, it's taking me a second. Just give me a second, boys. Just give me a second.
All I gotta do is type in Miami Hurricanes basketball.
University of Miami basketball schedule. All right, I think they were 15-17.
15-17.
Kelsey takes that spot.
Go for it. I'm going to put Larinaga in that spot for me just because I'm like, he's had two Final Fours, multiple tournament runs. He's been a number. I mean, you remember the year Louisville won the national championship? They were like, they made it to the Elite Eight, I think. But yeah.
Nikki, say something out loud.
Say something out loud? What's up? Do I sound okay? Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Keep going.
Hello.
They were saying they couldn't hear you on the.
Oh, here. Maybe I'll turn myself up a little bit. Is that better? Is that better, everybody? Give me a thumbs up emoji.
It might have been on my end.
Right.
Thumbs up emoji.
All right. Speaking of guys who went to the Final Four, Kevin Keats from the NC State.
Good one.
Man who was on the hot seat heading into the postseason and then got himself all the extensions.
That's a tough one because I do believe Kevin Keats is a good coach.
Patino, Tree.
That's a tough one.
That's the first Patino tree we've come across, right?
Yeah. I may go Keats, but by a small margin. This is one I might go Keats right now, but you ask me again a year from now. I need to see Pat Kelsey against Keats on this one.
Okay.
But I'm going to go Keats.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fair.
Why? Why?
Well, because I mean, he's won. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he made a Final Four this year, which is impressive. But I mean, they weren't great all year. But like, I know he can coach. Like, I know he's a good coach. Like, I mean, when it comes down to it, like,
so just because he's more proven, more proven at this level.
Yeah, that's why I say for that one, I'm like, give me a year, and I might change. I might flip that one. But for now, I'll go Keats.
I feel you. I'll revisit that one.
Okay.
All right. Next up, NC State, or not NC State. I'm sorry. UNC's Hubert Davis.
That's a tough one, too. Because that one, I'm almost like. Hubert Davis just kind of went up and down with me so much because, like, the first year I was like, man, okay, you know, he's going to be a monster. And then year two, it was like, man, he was terrible. And then last year, he was good again. So I guess if you can coach UNC to a national title game and you can coach them to a one seed, and I'd probably have to go Hubert Davis right now.
Hubert Davis, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Notre Dame's Micah Strewsbury.
I like Kelsey over him. Even though Strewsbury's good, man. He's a good young coach. He's got a defensive system. But I think Kelsey beat him. And when I add in roster and everything, too, I think Kelsey's better.
Marcus?
I'm taking I'm just now circling back around. I think I'm taking Kelsey over Keats.
Okay.
I think I like how hard they play. I think his strength is getting guys to play hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think his
X's and O's are, I think Coach Kelsey has better X's and O's.
Yeah.
I think Kelsey's had to do more with probably less. Like, when I look at those Charleston teams, mm-hmm. I don't think he over-recruited for that conference level.
Sure.
I think he, you know, recruited that level and was able to take similar guys at that level and do more with less.
Yeah.
I think Keats has had some dudes. Did he coach Dennis Smith Jr.?
Keats, I think.
No,
that was
Godfrey, right?
Yeah, Mark Godfrey.
Okay. I think I've saw some dudes over there on Coach Keats. I like him as a coach. Mm-hmm. I do like him as a coach. Like, I don't think he's trash, right? Yeah. But to me, if you superimpose kind of cheating some, there's some factors that we can't really quantify.
Sure.
But eye test X's and O's and doing more with less. I might like Kelsey.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
Yeah. Okay. And right now, who are we doing? Who are we on now?
Oh, we're on Pittsburgh's Jeff Capel.
No, I didn't answer your Notre Dame.
Oh, Micah Shrewsbury.
Kelsey. Mm-hmm. No. Where'd you go with on Shrewsbury?
Kelsey.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Shrewsbury. I think he's good. I mean, he's just, you know, he's a defensive coach. He can be good. I like Kelsey there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff Capel, Pittsburgh.
I like Kelsey. I don't think Jeff Capel's all that good. They were okay this year. Has he been
the most polar coach that you've seen?
Probably. I mean,
because listen, it doesn't surprise you if they suck.
Yeah.
Or it don't surprise you if they're awesome. And it's like Capel. I think he's all like almost all player centric.
Yeah.
If he gets the right combination of guys,
he hasn't really recruited like he has at Duke. I mean,
no, but he gets tough players, you know, and they muck it up and they play tough. But it's like, okay.
Yeah, I think his are just so toughness specific.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Yeah, as far as upside coach, just head coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I put it this way. I can't argue for Capel over Kelsey other than, like I say, he was here in the ACC a couple years.
Yeah.
That's about it.
All right, next up, newcomer, first year head coach for his program, SMU's Andy Enfield.
Enfield, where was he at before?
That's a good one. USC.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Kelsey. I like Kelsey. Even he was a Florida Gulf Coast too, but even though they both are kind of
in the same ilk. Yeah.
Yeah, stylist.
Yeah.
But yeah, I go Kelsey.
You know what? I'll draw them. Okay.
Was Andy Enfield at Florida Gulf Coast for Dunk City?
Yeah.
Okay. He has the really pretty wife.
Yeah.
I'll draw them. Mm-hmm. I'll have fun. Put it this way. That's if we're doing boxing, I would put them in the same division, the same weight class as newcomers to the division.
Yeah.
I'd toss it up between them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one. I think this is a good one. Similar kind of Kelsey situation. Another first-year head coach at his position, Stanford's Kyle Smith, formerly of Washington State. Dude wins everywhere
he goes.
I don't
know much about him.
The only reason I know him is because Pops was really impressed with him, and I did a little research on him, and the dude does win.
Yeah.
Like, he wins everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I was wondering if your dad was on his payroll or something.
Well, that was like Pops' dark horse. Yeah. You know, everyone had their, like, dark horse candidates and everybody.
No, he's a good coach, man. Yeah, he's a good coach. That one is almost a TBD, you know, because I think I'll go Kelsey because I think Kelsey will be able to do more.
With his roster,
quick.
The Louisville brand is stronger.
Even though Stanford, I mean Stanford, but Stanford, you also got to get people in. Yeah. You got to do a lot.
You got to academically get them in.
Like, there's actually been a couple kids. They're like, well, yeah, you can get them. You can get in Louisville. You can't get in there, but you can get in Louisville. So, like, I would probably go Kelsey just because I think Kelsey is going to be able to do more at Louisville. But he's a good coach. Yeah, he's a really good coach.
I mean, not that you guys are asking. I would have gone draw, except that
you're doing that for your dad.
No. But I'm leaning Kelsey because I don't know enough about Stanford's roster. But Kelsey seems to have, and I have the sound from Field of 68 that I think we should play later on too. I think Kelsey's gotten his guys.
Line one.
Is it the sound Chase play Friday?
No, this is 22 hours old.
What?
So
shut up.
Yeah. So I think it's more recent.
Okay. All
right. At least that's what it says on YouTube.
YouTube. Hey, stand on business, Nick. But Smith is good. I'll go Kelsey, but I am going Kelsey just because I think Kelsey will have the better tools.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like he got his ingredients. Mm-hmm. That he's going to be able to cook better.
Mm-hmm.
I think. All right, next one. Syracuse's Adrian Autry.
Kelsey.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think Autry's that good.
We watched that and it's like, Autry reminded us how bad we were.
Yeah, I think Syracuse will be looking for a new coach here in a couple of years.
Well, he doesn't survive this. He doesn't survive this year.
Really?
He'll be gone.
Wow.
I mean, he's just been there with Jim Boeheim for so long. I think he'll get a little extra time. Not everybody is. I mean, has went through what Louisville's went through, where it's like, he's not.
I'll do a futures bet with you.
No, because I'm not that. I don't think he's very good.
He won't survive this year.
Right, this is one I think that's pretty good. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this one. UVA's Tony Bennett.
I mean, you got to go Bennett. He's got a national championship. I mean, that one to me is a no-brainer. He's got a system. He knows what he's running. I mean, honestly, he knows
who can run a system.
I have a hard time not putting him number one in the ACC right now. Like
Tony Bennett?
Yeah, if I was ranking the coaches, he's probably number one.
Just the best pure.
Okay.
I think
you made a good point.
He knows what he's running. Yeah. You know, like, this is, I know what I'm recruiting. He's like, to me, he would be number one. Now, I don't think he's like one of the greatest coaches in America, but I also don't think the ACC coaching is as good as it. I mean, you just lost Roy Williams and Coach K and Jim Boeheim
and Rick Pitino.
The ACC is kind of reshuffling and building now.
Right.
So, but yeah, to me, Bennett would be, he was the one that when we did this exercise, I was like, okay, he's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But I mean, we would both have Kelsey in the, basically in the top five.
Yeah, yeah. The exercise is showing that we got some opportunity here.
And now do roster. I mean, we don't have to do roster, but I mean, to me, it would be Louisville over everybody other than what?
Duke, Carolina,
and then you may fight with
Virginia, Clemson.
Somebody like that.
NC State. What do you think about NC State's roster technically? Wake Forest.
I have to. They still got Middlebrooks.
They still got Middlebrooks. They got Brandon and Mike.
And I'd have to look at which guards they brought back.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
That was a cackling Blankenbaker. I don't know what happened.
Oh, wow. It must have been good then.
Yeah.
I'd have to look, but they would probably be up there. They'd be up there.
The rosters.
Yeah. I mean, NC State would be up there. I mean, Virginia, I'd have to kind of look a little bit into what they got. But, I mean, I know Duke has an exceptional freshman class. They brought back Proctor. They brought back a couple other pieces. They've gotten a good transfer class as well. To me, I'm like, okay, they're probably more talented. Carolina.
We have the number one ranked transfer class.
I mean, it depends. Number one to number 40, it just depends on where you look. Those transfer rankings are worse than
they are all over the place.
It's worse than the rankings, man. I mean, they're just everywhere.
Which is wild to me because these are like we actually have a sample size from these guys.
Listen, Terrence Edwards is number two on one. He's number like 18 on another. He's number 72 on another.
Yeah,
like, it's like okay,
that is wild.
So you're telling me he's anywhere from 2 to 72?
That is a wow.
Like, okay, I mean, then Carolina brought back R.J. Davis. You know, they got a couple good transfers. They're bringing in Ian Jackson, who's one of the top five players in the country. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would have to say them, those
Ian
two
Jackson,
for sure.
What is he doing? Why is he leaving?
He hadn't been here yet.
Ian Jackson.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'll
but Jalen Withers is back. Whether you think he's great or not, he'd come back for a sixth year. I mean, so like,
I didn't know
that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that, like, they've got a good roster. Like, you know, so, and they probably will add on Yenso, honestly, at this point, because I can't imagine Louisville adding him, especially adding Frank Anselm if they do it in the next day or so. I think Louisville's probably good on big. So, like, Carolina's going to be tough. They're going to be tough. So those two teams, to me, are probably clearly one and two. But after that, there might be a team or two you could look up. But, I mean, and then I think there's a big, like, I think there might be, like, Louisville.
Clemson,
probably. NC State, Virginia. And then I think there's a massive drop off from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
There are still two coaches we got to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got Vatek.
Oh, God.
Mike Young and Wake Forest, Steve Forbes.
Wow, I thought Virginia, I just thought Bennett was it. I was like, V.
Yeah, right.
White's a good one at Virginia. Actually, both of those are really good.
Mike Young and Steve Forbes.
Wake Forest got a pretty good roster, too. They did pretty good.
Tyler.
Yeah, but they got somebody else, too. Oh, they got the big man from... He was a five-star last year from Iowa State. Baloo, or it's like he's tough. He's
going to look that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They Wake Forest did good.
But so. They're losing your boy, so I don't trust him.
Well,
what's his name?
But they got rid of that one center that wasn't very good last year. What was his name? Carr? I can't remember where he transferred to, though.
Where
did the Wake Forest center go?
Let's see here.
What's the wing's name?
Andrew Carr.
Andrew Carr.
Yeah, where did he go? He was garbage.
What's the wing's name?
So they replaced him with the big
the good one.
Yeah, I can't remember who you were.
With braids.
But. They haven't updated it yet. He's still, according on ESPN, he's still at Wake Forest, it looks
Carr?
Like. Yeah, Andrew Carr is still at Wake Forest.
I thought he went somewhere.
Let's see if we can find this. Maybe this.
Nikki!
What?
You've been working with Steve long enough.
Oh, he's being a wise ass. My bad.
I just can't remember where he went. But he was, like I said, they got better getting him out of there, probably.
Can't believe it didn't.
What's his name, Steve?
Where did he end up going?
The stud.
Just tell me
when am I looking at Baloo?
No, Carr. Tell me when you find where Andrew Carr went.
What's my wing's name? Tall, can handle the ball.
From Wake Forest.
Yeah. Last year, he's a problem.
I didn't watch a lot of Wake Forest last year. But I know who you're talking about.
Who was the best player in Wake Forest last year?
I don't know.
Gosh darn it.
Hunter Salas. Yeah.
From
Oh, yeah. Wake got Churchill a bass, too.
Yeah.
Tyler and Churchill.
Yeah.
Dominic.
By the way, Andrew Carr, UK. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, he went to Kentucky.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I couldn't remember where he went. It was I didn't know. I didn't even know he went there. Yeah, Hunter Salas. You saying wing? He is like a wing, but I would if you'd have said point guard, I think it would have. Just because I view him as like a point
guard, right?
But
he's play kind of playmaker.
Yeah, they did get Churchill a bass. But yeah, so they got. I would go Kelsey over those two, but I will say those two are.
I put them
in the Brad Brownell.
Thing. Same category.
Yeah, I'm like they're both because I think Young at Virginia Tech is a pretty good coach, and I think Forbes is a pretty good coach.
When you look at their,
I'll judge Kelsey, really judge Kelsey by Forbes, Young, and. Brownell
and you have to like that. And you have to judge them by especially the teams that have a lot of turnover. You'll really get to see early,
yeah,
because you're automatically like the teams with a lot of turnover are fairer comparisons when you can judge.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, the guys that already had eight players on their team and they're getting them back. It's like, that's kind
of. But over the next couple of years, if he's clearly better than those guys, mm-hmm. then we're in really good shape.
Yep.
Because Larinaga, I take him over Kelsey just over experience. Big picture experience. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He's what he is, mm-hmm. you know. the other guys we've taken, even Bennett and guys like that. I mean, and again, I think Shire and them are up for debate. Because, okay, well, what can come back and talk to me in 2 years? What if Kelsey gets the number one class, number three class in 25?
Or just plucks two of those.
Yeah
two
and
of
I
those.
Say, well, he can recruit with Shire. Well, we're talking different, you know, a different beast, you know.
What if Virginia is like top ranked and Kelsey just takes to the woodshed in the first game?
Which I'll say this, Kelsey. But here's the problem. Kelsey plays a style that it could give Virginia a problem. I don't know that necessarily makes him always a better coach.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But it's like was Tony Bennett better than Rick Pitino? No, but he owned him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, no, but my style is better in a head-to-head game. My style is what gives your style a problem. Nobody plays perfect basketball. UConn this year might have been the only team that's been out there in years that could just beat you in any way. Didn't matter. There's always a hole. That's like Syracuse. Syracuse could be number one in the country twice. The year we closed out Freedom Hall, they were number one in the country. We beat them. We were a 9 seed. We beat them in Syracuse 2 weeks earlier. Like, we just beat Syracuse all the time. It didn't matter. So, but Kelsey, I think the point proves Kelsey is a top 5-6 coach in the ACC. And maybe higher.
He's easily really projected mathematically, or, you know, kind of.
Yeah. And again, could be higher. I don't think he's lower, though. That's the good thing. I don't think he's lower.
Yeah, that's the floor.
Yeah. Would be 6. Yeah.
I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or...
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. When you look outside, you don't see the elements, but there's always a reminder that the elements are just around the corner, especially if you live in this area. You know, the weather can change in the blink of an eye. But you got to remember, your home is your fortress. Your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. They'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Also want to give one extra shout out to our realtor, our day one realtor, for all your buying, home buying, and selling needs, you should write down this number. It knows all the programs. And if he doesn't know the programs, he'll get you to the people who know the right programs. Anything you're looking for, Derek A. Stewart. The number is 502-314-9868. So you're happy with the coaching status layout, number one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do the Frank Anselm extra breakdown.
Yeah, I mean, if you add Anselm,
okay, who is Anselm?
Okay, he out of high school, he was like a 4-star big man. He committed to Syracuse over Kentucky.
Frank Anselm, yep, committed to Syracuse over Kentucky out of high school.
Yep. Okay. And he ended up at Syracuse, transferred to Georgia. Hmm. He started some games for Georgia last year.
Okay.
Here's the thing. He's a depth piece.
I saw he played in like 32 or 33 games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he played high school ball. I mean, he started. He played a prolific prep. He played with Coleman Hawkins and from Illinois, yep, and all them. Like, they all started together. He's a very athletic big man. He is, like I said, he was an SEC starter last year. He's going to be a depth piece for us if we get him.
Right.
But it's a good depth piece, mm-hmm, man. It's a depth very piece active that lets James Scott really come along.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you'll have Waterman, and it's a depth piece that really allows.
He's more of an inside guy, not a floater,
Yeah. He's more of a lanky.
Yeah, rim runner.
Yes, absolutely. Now, here's the thing. Having a guy like Anselm, people want to say, you know, you'll be quick to go to, well, let's just play Pryor and Waterman together. And then you take a guy like Anselm, and you know, and then it's a little bit like, well, why are we taking a guy like Anselm? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, well, you just said now you wanted to play Pryor and Waterman together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Anselm lets you do that. Mm. That's an extra piece. That's an extra depth spot. That's what I say. There's so much more having a guy like him does, you know, than just
Like, when you say Waterman, he's tall, but he's not an inside center, you know?
No. Yeah, I mean,
Anselm is more of a guy that you're going to see around the basket.
Yes.
You're going to see getting your rebounds. You're going to see getting your garbage work in, your rim running, just, you know, basically going rim to rim.
Absolutely.
Just more of a, hey, we're dealing with some big guys on the inside. You mm-hmm. know, Anselm's that guy to stop the inside bleeding.
Yeah,
you know, something like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's exciting to kind of, it will be a nice piece to add there. So we'll see if that comes in the next day or so. Also want to kind of give U of L announced the games for the football schedule.
Okay.
And the Miami game is homecoming. It's also alumni weekend, Hall of Fame weekend.
Okay.
And they're going to be honoring Teddy Bridgewater's jersey.
Teddy, I can take that. I can handle that.
At the Miami game.
We're not going to let Teddy stray too far from
that. No, but that's a good move, man. That's a good move by Louisville. Hey, bring him up here
somebody,
from Miami.
Somebody behind the scenes thought that went through. Good job.
And it's a good move for Teddy.
Yep.
He's Miami Northwestern coach now. I get to come in against Miami, and hey, you know, I'm getting my jersey honored up here at Louisville, and that's going to be a big day. I mean, that's clearly the biggest home game of the year.
Mm.
The home schedule this year is, to the immediate eye, now again, you never know, because you might look up and go, well, SMU's top 12.
You never think Duke is.
Yeah, it's going to be a top 20 game. But right now, the home schedule looks a little bleak.
Mm-hmm.
But that Miami game is one. Now, you do got SMU, and they're going to do, they're doing like, it looks like the Ollie type themed game is going to be SMU. No blackout this year.
Okay.
No blackout this year, which I'm okay with. I'm like, save that.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
The blackout's almost like Hell in a Cell. They ruined Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell was always, in the WWE, Hell in a Cell, and I think Nick would agree with me on this, Hell in a Cell was always like that. When that card got pulled, it was on.
It's because you needed it.
It was like, hey, this is a feud that needs to end. And listen, they're going to finish it in Hell in a Cell. Then they made a pay-per-view out of it. And it was like WWE Hell in a Cell every year. And they would have three matches in the Hell in a Cell. And it was like, it really watered it down. And it was like,
it did water it down.
Yeah, it was like, it's Hell in a Cell. They're having Hell in a Cell. You know, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, which, by the way, I was screaming at you and your dad the other day.
for what this time?
just Ric Flair. I was just screaming the answers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, so I was like, Buddy Rogers! Buddy Rogers! Like the different ones and stuff. But Hell in a Cell kind of watered down. I'm kind of with the blackout games like that. Pull the blackout games when they're needed.
When you need this.
Don't even schedule it ahead of time.
Yeah, we're going to have that one. We'll let you know.
We may not even have it on the schedule. You might go, nah, you know what?
We need this game.
We're blacking out.
Thursday night, we need it.
Yep, we're blacking out. Hey, blackout game. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me.
Yeah, get one of them Thursday games that we just need an extra adrenaline.
How many times does it get scheduled, too? And it's like, I really shouldn't be for this game.
Wasted it.
You know. And there's some games you don't want to do it. I really don't want to blackout against Notre Dame. I really like going out there in national TV in red and white and busting up Notre Dame.
Yep.
Just
because you don't want your this is going to be video for years.
You know what? Miami comes in ranked top 10. I might black Miami out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we might just get crunk against Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. Like, so to me, I'm kind of glad that they've stopped doing the color. You know, like I think the game two is going to be the military appreciation. Yep. Like, I like all that. I like announcing homecoming and, okay, we're going to honor Teddy's jersey.
But I agree with what you said. Like, I don't have to know those in the offseason.
No, because I think too much changes. Because, like I said, you look at the roster or you look at the home schedule right now, and it looks a little blah, honestly, outside of Miami. I mean, SMU, you know, there's some games where you're like, but for the most part, it's like, you know. But they may be way better than that. So, speaking of getting way better, though, I do want to remind everybody, my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health, even yesterday, man, I had a lazy day, but it wasn't a lazy, I'm tired. I noticed this yesterday. It was a refreshing, I feel good, I'm alert, I'm kind of sitting around today, I'm laying around on the couch, but I'm feeling good. Whereas before, a day like that, man, I would have laid around on the couch, watched sports, and couldn't keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like,
just in and out of sleep.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, man, I felt great. It was just, I did get started on my semaglutide as well, which has done wonders. I mean, you know, look, I've been meal prepping, trying to add on, but we stopped over at McDonald's and I got me a quarter pounder with no bun and a small fry. And I felt great, man. I was like, it was good, tastes well. I got to enjoy it, you know, and then I went on. And of course, I'm adding in, you got to add in some, you got to add in some exercise and some stuff with it too. But it's been great, man. So I went in there, and the reason I'm feeling this way, I went in there, I talked with Dr. Evans, and he told me, he said, here's why you're feeling this way, Steve. He's like, when you hit 30 years old, you started losing 2-3% of your testosterone. And now here you sit, about to turn 38, and you've put weight on, and you're just, you know, and you're dropping, you know what I'm saying? You need some help. So I started getting that. So it's been absolutely fantastic. So look, if you're feeling tired, you're putting on extra weight, you don't get the same results in the gym you want, you're not sleeping well, or even your emotions are just, you know, like out there, like for real out there, not like Nick out there, like just Nick's just Nick's just a sad human being. So, but like if you're just like, man, I'm normally not like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Listen, go to tristatementshealth.com. Take the low T quiz. It's going to take you about 2 minutes. It's 10 questions, yes or no answers. Very simple. And if you meet that, go in there, set up an appointment. It's $99 for an appointment. You're going to get to meet with a licensed medical provider. They're going to review all your tests. It's going to take you about 30 minutes. You're going to be in and out, blood test, super quick. And if you sign up for testosterone, they're going to just waive that $99 right off the top. I know three people already just in my close circles that have signed up for it. And then Roy up in Ohio called and said, I went in and checked it out, man, all the way up there. And he's, you know, and so people are getting together. Listen, if you're around here listening, but if you're up in Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, where me and Lieberman were this weekend, Louisville, which, by the way, Lieberman goes in and is doing that stuff too. He's going to be over there. Yeah, yeah. So go in and check it out, man, or give him a call, 1-800-900-9654 or tristatementshealth.com.
The word is out. Mm-hmm. Nikki, that's going to do it for us.
Semaglutide was the name of my punk band in high school. That's pretty funny.
Sounds.
Have you saw the South Park episode?
I was going to say
it's coming out Thursday.
It looks funny.
I'm looking forward to it.
It does look funny. I'm not going to lie. They knock those out when they attack national like their COVID episode and stuff. Like, they knock those out of the park.
1053 Goss Avenue. Try yourself some Four Pegs. Shout out to Chris Williams and the Four Pegs family. Always enjoy them. Their proper due. If you haven't tried it, try it. The wings are phenomenal. They got everything.
Oh, best in the city.
Speaking of chicken, now they don't have wings, but in the back we have Chick-fil-A waiting on us.
Beautiful.
Shout out to our guys over at Chick-fil-A taking care of us on every Monday. Get out there, man. They've got great stuff. And the peach milkshake's coming out next month.
Oh, let's go.
As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. YouTube channel, normally made for the Ville. But today's Mark Christian Maybin, 939 The Ville.